things don't have to be world-changing either.
If you think about...
That's kind of the beauty of it.
What if your personal relationships were completely different?
Excuse me, we just...
Oh, God, not you.
Get out of my way, I'm busy. Do you have water stuck in your ears?
Funny, I don't want to talk to you.
Now, if you'll please... Does being insufferable usually work for you? No, but I might be an outlier. Why don't you go find some other elemental to bother and see if your hypothesis holds up? Look, I've got a student waiting for me at one of the practical units. I only get 2 hours in there, and I don't intend to waste a single second. Thank you.
What do you think you're doing?
I don't need a babysitter. Escort, same thing. I don't need one. If you're running late, why the hell were you just loitering out there? Seriously, even if the Elementals campus wasn't so huge, the aquatic department has the second largest wing. You should plan ahead better. Then why would you say... Never mind. I don't have the patience to deal with you today. I have to get to a tutoring session. No, I'm the tutor, smartass. Finally.
Where do you think you're going? I'm in pool 12. No, I booked this pool over a month ago. If anyone's in the wrong place, it's you.
Yeah, let me see it, because my confirmation email says I have pool 12 for this block.
Come on, come on.
You have got to be kidding me. How?
I'm calling the admin.
What's the point of reserving early if they're just going to double book the practice spaces anyway? I might as well have done nothing and waited till last minute like everybody else, because apparently punctuality means nothing. Fucking bullshit office hours. It's eval season. Can't you be available for longer than 1 hour a week?
Look, I'm not giving this space up. I have a student coming any minute, so you're going to stay on this side of the pool, I'm going to the other, and we're just going to ignore each other. Got it? Obviously.
I take my job seriously.
What? What is with that look on your face? If you think calling me professor is an insult, I consider it a significant improvement from what you've called me in the past.
Now, if you please... What did I say? Ignoring each other. Starting 2 minutes ago. I have to get ready for my...
Very funny. No. No. I mean... Dee Whitney, you can't be serious.
You used a fake name to sign up for tutoring? Oh my God, you are the cringiest person I have ever met in my life. I fucking hate you. You
don't even need tutoring. You are one of the top students in the entire department, and I would know because I have been fighting tooth and nail to knock you out of that position for 3 years. Oh my god. You live to torture me, don't you? You get off on it. And there is someone sitting on a cloud up there, laughing their ass off at my expense. I don't care if you think this is funny. I actually care about this job and doing it right. Because teaching others helps me focus on honing my own skills. Every tutoring session gets me one step closer to landing a perfect score on the written exams and the practicals. And once the scores from the last test get posted tomorrow, I'll know exactly where I stand for the final evaluations next month. No, I was in a meeting before this. I didn't have time to go back to my dorm. When were they posted? I always get alerts about emails. Why? Hang on. Come on, come on, come on. You've got to be kidding me. No, because there is no way you beat me again. How? How do you always squeak in that single extra point? God fucking damn it. If the next words you say come out of a smug mouth, I'm going to drown you in this pool and make it look like an accident. Just give me a second. I'm frustrated, but I know right now I'm overreacting because this doesn't matter. I am still at the top of the class. I have a flawless GPA and several internship offers for when I graduate. 1 point means absolutely nothing. It's just the fact that it's always you. Whatever. It's whatever. Let's just get this over with. Uh-huh. I didn't say I was going to leave, did I? I said I'm going to do my job. So you're going to show me what you can do, and I'm going to critique the hell out of you because that's the tutor you picked, and that's the tutor you're going to get. Go on. Mm-hmm. Your skill is in the small details. You're exceptional, with incredibly controlled and intricate manipulations, but your control wavers the second you try and put any power behind it. Keep focusing. It would be easier in a wave pool or at the beach, but even here, there's a current that flows back and forth. You're trying to pull only a little at a time and separate it from the main body, and it's leaving you with a limited connection. Your magic can only do so much without the natural elements helping you. Yeah. There you go. Of course, I give good advice. Why else would I be here? Regardless, I'm not going to go out of my way and sabotage you with bad instructions. I don't hate you. I said it, but I didn't mean it. That's irrelevant. Keep practicing. Making faces at me with the water is just ruining your control even more, you know. Fine. You want to know why? Freshman year, intro to hydrokinetic manipulation. You sat next to me the entire semester, pestering me for everything. everything from a pencil to my textbook. I could not get through one lecture without you tapping the back of my chair to ask what slide we were on or what the homework was the night before. And for some godforsaken reason, Professor Harmon kept pairing us together for the practical evaluations, even though, let's face it, you couldn't make a dewdrop move if you slapped the grass it was sitting on. Yeah, well, you were just so friendly and charming that I didn't mind when you asked to study together for the final exam. You brought me pizza from the dining hall and asked if it was okay if you could sit on my bed while we studied because you didn't want to assume. Silly, nice things like that. Just one thing after the other the whole night until we had to call it and you asked to borrow my notes so you could finish writing them down in your own dorm. And I was so stupid that I let you. And then the morning after the written exam, I got called into the dean's office because over half a dozen students used my wording from my notes that you'd given out without telling me. You sent pictures to Carter, didn't you? Yeah, well, that did a world of good. It didn't matter if you only meant for him to see them. He sent them out to all his buddies, and the pictures got traced back to me. They thought I'd made some cheat sheet and distributed it before class. Yeah, I had to fight for weeks not to get written up for academic dishonesty and get expelled. Of course, they never pulled you in. You were the golden child, and you were actually smart enough to change your wording from my notes. Yeah, well, then I guess we were both stupid. I was so mad at you, I was convinced you were some underhanded cheater who tricked me to get ahead in class because you couldn't do it on your own, but you could. You excelled at every exam after that. Received the highest praise on every project. You never asked for my help again. Didn't even look in my direction for the next year until suddenly you decided that making fun of me during practicals was your next hobby. You were so good that you could ruin my freshman year and rub it in my face for the rest of our time in class. And it infuriated me because you were that good. But I'm gonna be better. You made me stumble once, and I am never going to let that happen again. Yep, and I'm gonna hold that against you until the day I die. Probably. Probably not, but I'm definitely holding it against you now after this stunt. You know, getting flashbacks and everything. I don't want to hear anything that might sound even relatively like an apology from you right now. Didn't I just go on a whole tirade about how unfairly good you are? I didn't just say that in the heat of the moment. You are good. But not perfect. So, get back to practicing. You'd impress me a lot more if you did it without running your mouth. Fine, if you can't shut up, then answer me something. Dee Whitney? That's the best you could come up with? What is some kind of code or something? Dinner with me. Wait, what?